وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In these episodes, we were talking about the concept of humanity in the Holy Quran. In the previous episode, we talked about the narrative or unique narrative that Quran has of the history of humanity. And this is very important for us in order to know the destination of this being. Before knowing the destination or the perfection, we should know how much or what way this being has come along in order to know what would be the next step. According to the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created humanity or mankind to be His wise gerent on earth, and He gave them a plan, and that plan is the religion. But because of the fact that human beings were free, this plan, sometimes some people created some false copies of this plan, if it is correct to say. And then by revelation after revelation, prophet after prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tried to keep up the straight path. The concept of also the concept of a straight path in Islam might refer to the fact that there are other paths that are not straight and they are taking people to deviancy. So we said that according to the narrative of the Holy Quran, all religions are one, and they have a function of reminding people of the covenant that they have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that covenant is within their fitrah, their innate nature. They already know that they have a Lord, that is God, their creator. According to the narrative of the Holy Quran, the verse referring to Al-Ahd or Al-Mithaq or the Mithaq, the covenant that everyone has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is based on worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these religions, in each stage of history, they came to remind people of that covenant. And this remembrance of the covenant is called iman, the faith. If a person remembers that covenant to full extent, then he has the highest level of iman. If lower, then lower. And here we have the discussion of the levels of faith. Faith is something that has different grades. It's not something that is only one grade. According to the teachings and verses of the Holy Quran, people have different shares of faith and belief. And also, iman could be mixed with disbelief. It's possible that a person is a believer, and at the same time, Quran says they are not believer. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ So, Quran says they don't have faith. They don't have faith unless they have a faith that is mixed with a kind of disbelief or kind of polytheism. So, and in our hadith, it has in the narrations from the Ahlul Bayt and the Prophet, salawatullahi alayhim ajma'in, this has been interpreted to mean that, yes, a person believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he does not practice upon that belief to the fullest. It's possible that he falls short in fulfilling the practical consequences, the practical results of that belief. And also other verses that allude to this fact that Iman or the faith has different levels, and it's actually important for us to know which level of the faith that we have or how we can increase the level of the faith in order to be closer to that plan or to that perfection that Quran has designated for us. We will come back and follow up the discussion after a short break.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi. You're listening to the program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about levels of faith according to the verses of the Holy Quran, and we said according to the Holy Quran, faith is not black and white issue. It's possible that people have different grades of the faith, and once we realize that, we should have a plan in order to, if the faith is decreasing, to stop that decrease, or if we try to have a better achievement of our plan in life to increase our faith. In another verse, for example, we recite, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ. There are some people who only believe in God verbally. Only by the word they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اتْمَأَنَّ بَهِ. If their interest is fulfilled, then they're happy. Their verbal belief is now reinforced, for example. وَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ فِتْنَةٌ انْغَلَبَ عَلَى وَجْهِ. But if there is a trouble in their life, they turn away completely. They expect everything to be according to their interest. And if things get a little bit problematic, they forget everything about the belief that they have and they changed totally. So Quran says, خَسَرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. These people are in true loss, both in this dunya and in the hereafter. Why? Because they don't follow principle in their life. The main principle that they have is their personal interest. They don't have integrity in their ideology. And the interests are changing every day. And you see these people, they don't have a moral basis. They don't have integrity in their actions, just whatever that suits them, and this leaves them in loss, both in this dunya and in the hereafter. And this is easy to understand, because even in this dunya, other people do not treat such a person with respect, because they see that this person does not have any principle, or is not committed to any basis in his actions. Another verse that talks about different levels of faith is this verse, قَالَتْ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا. There were some groups of people at the time of the Prophet that said, okay, we have faith. الْإِيمَانُ آمَنَّا. We have faith. قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. Quran says, O Prophet, tell them, you don't have Iman, وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. But you have Islam. So you see, there's the level of Islam, there's the level of Iman. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Then the verse interprets itself. If you ask, what's the difference between Islam and Iman? It says, Iman is something that you feel in your heart. Islam is the apparent level. Either verbally or by actions, it's possible that a person, participates in the ritualistic acts of Muslim and everything, and he's a good Muslim, but not mu'min yet. Mu'min is when that belief and faith enters one's heart. It's not just the words, it's not just the action, but it is the internalization of the fact that a person believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything in his life is directed according to that internalized heart or wholeheartedly belief. So وَإِنْ تُطِعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَا يَلِتْكُمْ مِنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ شَيْئًا. And the verse says, even at this level of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treats you fairly. It doesn't mean if the faith is not in your heart, then Allah leaves you alone. No, even at the level of Islam, it's respectable, and your practices will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the following episode, inshallah, we continue with some of these verses about the levels of faith and how to increase the faith. Inshallah, I hope you join me in the next episode. And thank you very much for listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله